Cannes, London, man convicted of disseminating Islamic State propaganda. By Jack Montgomery on October 21, 2020. A man has been convicted of disseminating Islamic State propaganda via Facebook and WhatsApp groups following a Metropolitan Police investigation. According to an official police statement, 29-year-old Sheroz Iqbal, of East London, was arrested after he shared a Daesh propaganda video on his open Facebook page. Daesh being the politically correct term for the Islamic State preferred by officials who wish to avoid referencing the terror organization's religious fealty. Iqbal was convicted of one count of dissemination of terrorist material, contrary to Section 2 of the Terrorism Act 2006, and one count of encouragement of terrorism, contrary to Section 1 of the Terrorism Act 2006 for the Facebook video, as well as a WhatsApp video police subsequently discovered which featured him in central London with words which included attack, attack - the inference being Iqbal was encouraging others to carry out an attack at various locations. I'm very pleased with today's verdict. Sheroz Iqbal is a volatile man with an extremist mindset who has now been brought to justice, commented Counterterrorism Command Commander Richard Smith for the Metropolitan Police. Thanks to the vigilance of counterterrorism officers, we identified Iqbal's illegal activity and were able to prevent him from carrying out something far more harmful, Smith added. Every day the National Counterterrorism Police Network is fighting terrorism. However, police also rely on information from the public, and I urge everyone to remain vigilant and report anything suspicious at all to police, whether they see it online or in the real world, he warned. Iqbal will be sentenced in November. The conviction comes shortly after Ken McCallum, the new director general of the MI5 Domestic Intelligence Agency, confirmed that Islamist extremist terrorism by volume remains our largest threat in his first public address. It is still the case that tens of thousands of individuals are committed to this ideology, and we must continually scan for the smaller numbers within that large group who at any given moment might be mobilizing towards attacks, he confirmed. However, the BBC, CNN, and other mainstream media outlets did not emphasize this in their coverage of McCallum's address, instead focusing on his remarks on the comparatively minor threat from the far right. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.